Repairs to the United States Air Force Academy's iconic Cadet Chapel have been canceled after $68 million in funds were diverted to projects at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida, which was heavily damaged by Hurricane Michael in October of last year. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman has this report on the desperately needed repairs at the chapel and what happens now that those plans are on hold.
The chapel has a spectacular presence, both up close and from a distance. 17 gleaming aluminum spires reflect the sun and the sky. Shining panels of stained glass cast a purple glow on the tile floor. Sound fills the space, creating a soul-stirring acoustic experience. Walking inside, it's clear the decades-old structure still has a lot to say.
It's meant to be the centerpiece of the academy. It was always intended to be that way.
Dwayne Boyle is the academy's architect. He says the chapel has endured Band-Aid fixes for more than 50 years.
So as you walk along here, you can see some staining in the acoustic plaster. You can see that on the pews, the water damage, which is pretty extensive. When it rains here and starts leaking, we have to use buckets to collect the water. It leaks that bad.
The chronic leaking is a huge problem. Boyle says it happens because of cost-saving changes in the initial design because the project was over budget.
Well, basically, the aluminum skin on the outside of the building was supposed to be a rain screen. So the majority of the water would flow off the outside aluminum skin. But there's a lot of joints on this building, 32 miles of joints. It was anticipated the water was going to get in through those joints.
To prevent that, the original design included something called internal flashing, basically large sheets of aluminum that would function like a rain gutter.
That were supposed to intercept any of the water that got through the joints and carry that out. And so all of that was value engineered out in favor of doing the sealants. And the sealants had never really worked very well for us.
Those 32 miles of joints Boyle mentioned have been repeatedly covered with caulking, damaging the aluminum exterior and still allowing water in. But that's not the only problem. During the more than a dozen years spent evaluating the building for renovation, Boyle says they noticed how the structure tends to move due to different environmental factors.
So the building moves much differently at the south end and the north end than it does in the middle. It moves differently from the floor level to the top of the spires.
That was also set to be remedied in the renovation process. Boyle says damage at the chapel will only get worse if repairs are not made. The Cadet area was named a National Historic Landmark in 2004. That makes finding someone to do the repairs complicated on a structure that could be described as geometrically complex.
The chapel structure that we have here is pretty interesting. It's basically a series of tetrahedrons, which is a three-dimensional truss.
The building is made up of 100 of those identical tetrahedrons, or triangular pyramids. Architect Walter Netsch of Skidmore, Owings & Merrill in Chicago planned the chapel with his signature aesthetic, field theory, which uses rotated shapes to create patterns based on mathematical equations. If you Google it, you'll find lots of kaleidoscope-esque sketches.
So each spire is four tetrahedrons. On each side, one tetrahedron stacked up on top of another, and then two on the other side. And the space in between the spires is basically that same tetrahedron turned 180 degrees and put in place.
Boyle says the chapel is one of the world's best examples of modern architecture.
So when Walter had the design of pretty much everything on the academy fairly well in hand, he decided to go to Europe and see which cathedrals in Europe could inspire him in the design of the Cadet Chapel.
Four religious structures provided inspiration for the building, Boyle says. That includes Notre Dame.
So Notre Dame is 150 feet tall, and that's where the height of this building comes from, is Notre Dame. The other three were Chartres, which was flying buttresses, Saint-Chapelle, which is the quality of light coming into the building, and Assisi, which is the religious structure that convinced Walter you could successfully put more than one chapel in a building and have it work.
Many of the canceled fixes involved instituting plans that Walter Netsch had in place to begin with. That would have cost anywhere from $25 to $100 million. Now that the money has been reallocated, though, a spokesman for the Air Force Academy says they don't know if the renovation will ever resume at all. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Thank you. Thank you.